Mike Adams here with a critical action alert for the weekend of, what is it, April 9th or something, 2022. I'm going to give you the action item here right up front, and then I'll explain it. So here it is. Do not drink any municipal water, period. And you're about to learn why. And it also means you got to stop drinking beverages at restaurants because the ice is made out of city water. And also, sadly, so are the soups and so on, and the sauces, and anything that's made with water is now suspect. Now, I'm going to explain what's going on. I am convinced, based on interviews I conducted with Dr. Brian Ardis, which are going to start coming out Monday evening, and you're going to see, I believe, first, you're going to see Stu Peters with a one-hour special on all of this. And after that, we're going to release the first part of a three-hour interview, and I believe Ann Vandersteel and others are also going to start releasing their videos. Quite a few people are covering this. Well, I'm convinced from Dr. Brian Ardis, and by the way, I'm talking about over 50 documented links, that water is the vector for the specific kind of poison, which you'll find out from Dr. Ardis. It's a specific kind of poison that was used to create COVID-19. It was dumped into the water supply in New York City to create the first outbreak in order to cause the mass panic and get everybody to take vaccines. And you're going to learn some shocking things about the vaccines as well. But the water supply now looks like the most likely vector. And that means, you know, I've talked previously about how COVID could have been aerosolized and they could release it through drones. And that is technically quite feasible. And that's the way that they were going to do it in China, you know, with the bat caves and the aerosolized skin penetrating toxic nanoparticles. Do you recall that proposal to DARPA from EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak? They wanted to release this in China in an aerosolized form. So that's why we thought all along that this had been an aerosolized release. And maybe it was. But now, based on the research, the extensive research that Dr. Brian Ardis has completed, water looks like the most likely vector for reasons that are going to become very apparent in the next few days. You're going to be really shocked by what you find out. So the upshot of this, which is rather alarming, is that it appears that they're continuing to release this poison into the water supply in a very low concentration in order to continue a few outbreaks. And then they just give the outbreaks new names, like, you know, COVID XE or COVID Turbo Plus, whatever names they keep coming up with just to try to scare people into taking more vaccines, which are a depopulation weapon. But they just do little releases into the water supply. Now, people are drinking this, and it's causing damage, it's accumulating, and it's causing symptoms. It's very likely all of us have been exposed to this at some level, but if we're healthy, we can tend to fight it off and deal with it. But if you have chronic exposure that's ongoing, you will have chronic liver damage, especially liver damage. This stuff is hepatotoxic in a way that you can't even imagine. You're going to have pancreatic cancer, or you're going to have heart damage, you know, neurological damage, loss of smell and taste, and so on. This is all carried out by the toxin that we believe is being put into the water. And remember, they put fluoride in the water for decades, and that was a neurotoxin. So all they have to do in order to achieve this is to just add this toxin to the fluoride. And so if you think that American, you know, water supply companies, or it's often provided by the city or the county, if you think that they would never poison their water supply, people, they've been poisoning it for decades. It's called fluoride or fluorosilicic acid. I mean, it's the most toxic garbage they could find out of China, and it's filled with heavy metals and all kinds of other toxic substances. So they've been poisoning people for decades. Now, another important thing to realize in this is that we don't yet know if water filters remove this particular class of toxins. I can't even tell you what kind of water filter would remove them. At the moment, I can only recommend water distillation. And I would also, if you are forced to drink city water, boiling that water might work, but I kind of doubt it. I think water distillation is probably the most effective way to remove this class of toxins from the water. And, you know, you can buy water distillers online and they use a lot of electricity. So the best way is to drink rainwater, which is what I've been drinking for, I don't know, 12 years or something. Drink rainwater or well water would be better than city water. Even with all the high minerals in the well water, at this point, based on what I know now, I would recommend well water over city water. And then remember again, restaurants, don't drink the beverages. Don't, you know, because even iced tea, of course, is just made out of city water and it's got city water with the ice cubes and city water in the soups and so on. And we don't even know how to remove these toxins. So there's not even a question I can give you to ask a restaurant, like, have you used this filter to remove these toxins? I don't know the answer to that yet. So I'm talking to my lab chemistry team, and I've already started them looking for the existence of methods that might be able to detect and quantify these toxins. They are molecules. I mean, they are real. This isn't like an energetic poisoning or anything. These are real molecules that are actually quite somewhat common on our planet. These molecules are extremely deadly. And even in low doses, they can cause organ failure, organ damage, nerve damage, all kinds of things. All these symptoms are being diagnosed as COVID. And then they put people on, you know, ventilators and remdesivir and kill them for good at that point. That's what they do in the hospitals, because the hospitals are murder centers. So we are being systematically poisoned. Of course, you knew that, through the food supply, through the water supply, through chemtrails. We're being poisoned with vaccines and pharmaceuticals and, you know, toxic fake news media and all kinds of things. But this is a kind of a ratcheting up of the severity of the toxicity. And if we can find a way to detect this in our lab, we're going to prioritize that method to see if we can start testing samples from around the country. Because, you know, we've tested thousands of water samples over the years. You know, we've tested water samples for heavy metals, and we're very good at testing water for glyphosate and other things. But this particular class of toxins is a very large, it's a large molecule, very large, much larger than glyphosate, which is a rather small molecule, much larger than pesticides, which are also fairly small molecules. I'm talking, these are big, big, big molecules. So it's possible that reverse osmosis could remove them. We just don't know yet. I mean, it's possible that some sort of carbon block filtration could remove them. I don't know the answer yet. We're going to find out more. One of the most common water filter media is called KDF. And it is absolutely possible that KDF might remove this toxin. But again, I don't know for sure. And the only way we can test that is if we can find a method for quantifying the concentration of these molecules in water. So we're going to be looking at that and working on that. The thing is, these things take a long time. We've spent more than 6 months, gosh, more than that, trying to nail down our method for shikimic acid. And shikimic acid, that's found in pine needles, and it is very difficult to work with as a molecule. The chemistry is really fascinating, but it's given us a hard time. So to quantify these other toxic molecules, I mean, it could take us 2 years to develop and verify a method. And frankly, we don't have 2 years because people are being poisoned right now. So I'm also looking at some other kind of instant test kits, but I don't know that they have the sensitivity that we're going to need in order to find this. I wish I had a better answer for you, but I don't. the bottom line here, folks, is that you're going to have to stop using municipal water, period. And you're going to need to start filtering, I mean, doing distillation, evaporation, something like that for any kind of municipal water. But the best thing is to drink rainwater. Oh, and also, by the way, in your showers, this is the other problem. If your shower is receiving municipal water, it is possible that through the hot water and the steam, and I'm not trying to freak you out, I'm just giving you some cautionary information here. Again, we don't know fully whether this is happening, but theoretically, hot water and steam could vaporize these toxic molecules and you could be inhaling them in the shower. I mean, I'm sorry to say, but that could be happening. So get your house onto rainwater, the whole house, if you can, or I know it's a huge expense and probably can't even get all the parts right now because of the supply chain collapse. Or get your house onto well water, or I don't know what to say. I'll try to have more information for you on this, okay? But at least stop drinking it. Stop drinking city water. Stop eating soup made from city water. Just immediately halt all sources of city water until we know more. That's my warning for today. And we'll have a lot more details from Dr. Brian Artis on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. So just be ready for that. There's a lot coming out. It's going to be some game changer type of information. All right. God bless you. Take care.